Before we leave you, we have a special farewell to a San Francisco icon. The Kitchen Sisters bring you the story.
I guess it's slack tide, right?
High tide.
Might start going out on you.
Yeah, well,
might.
The number one thing about swimming in this stuff, look it in the eye and go. You don't have to swim Alcatraz. Just go out up to here.
In North Beach, there is a saying that people who have put in a lot of time cooking behind the same stove are called old stoves. You know, they could be restaurant cooks, home cooks, or they could just be people who love to cook.
All right, here we go.
There's this one guy whose name is Lou Marcelli. It's Lou the Glue. He's sort of the custodian of the Dolphin Club, and he lives in a little attic there. And he's one of the old stoves of North Beach. He's famous for his calamari tomato sauce pasta.
My name is Lou Marcelli, and I'm the Commodore of the Dolphin Club. My nickname is Lou the Glue, because I have a tendency to just hang out at one spot. This club's been here since 1887, and it's a swimming and boating club. We swim in the bay all year round with no wetsuits.
So at the Dolphin Club, there are a lot of old Italian men like firemen and policemen and waiters and exercise a little, swim a little, and then they cook for each other and they have a lot of wine. They just sit around and talk about the old days and talk about sex and what's going to happen to somebody if he has testicular cancer and, you know, and then, oh, you got to give him a certain kind of liver. And they have all these theories based on what their mothers told them, and they cook food for each other, and I think it really keeps them going.
This is my headquarters here. Says where I cook, right here. Just a little chopping board, and just throw it on, and that's it. When I cook, I always cook enough for a few more people. You know, like I've been a bachelor for 75 years. The family people, you know, they come and do their thing and they leave. It's the bachelors and, you know, people that live alone or whatever that just don't want to go home. They just want company. And they'd rather just stay here and have, you know, a glass of wine or whatever and a little pasta.
So many people don't have a place to cook anymore. And I think that when they get old and they lose their kitchen, they lose a part of themselves.
Lou Marcelli died yesterday. He was 85.